Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Close Enough, starring Gary and Abby Thomas. My mom and dad, hope you enjoy the show.
Our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
The moment we've all been waiting for. Episode 100 of Close Enough. Cue the confetti. Psh. The confetti. The confetti.
Confetti.
Confetti wop.
That's a person, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
And he's up next on the podcast, Fetty Wap.
Special guest for our 100th episode.
If you had the, what D-list celebrity would you?
Oh, gosh. Remember when I was obsessed with Kathy Griffin?
Oh, gosh. She's awful.
On the D-list, life on the D-list. Mm-hmm.
That's before her life took a horrible.
Probably, I don't know. Do you think Miss Pat, what list is she on? B? C?
I think she's a B-lister.
B-lister now. Gosh, I love her so much. But she has a show on BET now, and she's super famous.
Kind of like us.
Yeah.
Super just, famous.
Just started on podcasts, really. And we just don't have any cool stories. Nobody has had a nipple shot off in this room. So that makes it.
Would you be down to let me shoot your nipple off?
No.
What?
No. You have really horrible aim. Also, with aging, you just can't tell which direction these girls are going to go in. It's a difficult angle.
Well, we've made it 100 episodes over the course of 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, there was a little break in there.
Yes.
We had a kid in that break. I don't know if anybody realized that. Like, hey, I was listening to the first little bit. Then all of a sudden they got an extra kid.
Yes. Yep. Popped in a kid.
Or if they didn't know and they just started listening like last year and they started episode one and went all the way through and then realized like, whoa, where did this
check the date
3 year old come in?
Yeah. We just took a little break and things like in our world were different. We didn't have our equipment anymore. So it just was, I mean, I can't even imagine when Harlan was a baby doing this. So.
Trying to do this. Yeah.
I mean, it was hard. I don't know. At the beginning, I can't remember how consistent we were.
Not very.
In the very beginning, before in the pre-Harlan days.
That's our life though.
Yeah. That's just.
So you consistent, schedule bound, creatures of habit. I salute you.
I want to be that person.
I want to be that.
I want to be that person that wakes up in that routine and can say, I know that on Mondays at 6:45 a.m. I will be doing
Pilates.
Yes. I'm reading, I'm writing, making my coffee, sitting here until shower has to happen by this time. Like, I love that. Even in our pretty normal-ish school routines, we still don't have normal.
It's still a little hectic.
Yeah. You just don't know if some kid hasn't slept the night before. If you've not slept the night before,
you might have nervous gas. Who's to say?
I don't know what that has to do with it. But so I guess with the brand, our branding, Close Enough, like we don't have anything crazy. I mean, I know people like go live and do wild things for their 100th episode. When I say people, I'm thinking like, I'm sure like Bert and Tom and and they would have like really big.
We're not quite there yet. Maybe when we get to 200. Yeah. But moving forward, I think like Charlie's going to come on the podcast.
Yeah.
So we talked to Seth. He wants to come and be. So we've had guests. We've done like lives on Facebook with our friends, but more of a sit down real.
I mean, the reality is people have to be willing to pop in at like 9-10 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
we're getting better though. We've had some daytime.
Yeah,
daytime episodes.
About getting rid of these kids.
It is, man.
Real quick, you can like us on Facebook, mm-hmm. on Instagram, on TikTok, and we have a website.
Yeah, we're working
on CloseEnoughPodcast.com. Go there. It's up and running. It's not Abby's blog section's not filled in yet. We're gonna have to get her to get writing.
It's in my list of things to do. And
also, if you want to be a supreme member of the Close Enough cult, you can join Close Enough Plus. The link's in the description. Just click on it. Join. I had to do a cult assignment this week for my homework, and I was
living your life.
Listen, it's all fun and games until it gets like super sexual, and then you want to kill everybody. Like, I don't want to do that. I ain't trying to frig everybody, and I just want your money. I'm going to make you feel good.
Clarification, he was doing homework on Jonestown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said it was for homework.
Okay. I don't know.
I was plotting my personal.
You were researching.
The rise of my cult and my school. My charter school is about to working on getting funding for that.
Gotcha.
A whole lot of things in the works.
Yeah. All kinds of stuff.
But all that to say, we started this podcast in 2016. Here it is, 2022. We're on episode 100. Now, there's gaps where there's been, obviously, years, but since we've been pretty consistent the last year.
Yeah.
When we rebooted it, we'd do two or three good, and then we'd be off for 6 weeks. Whatever. So we've been trying to really get in there. But in our life, Abby, let's go over some things that we've started and stopped. And the first thing, we went to lunch today, and we're kind of talking about this, because 100 episodes is a big deal.
Yeah.
The first thing I can remember that with such great intention, but never, Abby ordered this Beachbody set. I remember, didn't have any kids, we're living in Bath County, we got a dog, and I come home, and there's like this Beachbody set. And yeah. I'm like, what the hell?
DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
A step up thing, maybe a band of some sort. This is early days of Beachbody.
Like, probably like $300.
I don't know if it was that much.
Pretty expensive.
I think there were payments. I don't know if even how many times I did it.
I can tell you. Is. Zero.
I did it once. I know I get it. God, call me out on that.
I did it in the infomercial. That's how I knew I'd like it.
I love,
because that was an infomercial.
I love watching workout infomercials. I loved watching infomercials.
I was going to say, we're in a time now where they don't know about that life.
No. A good cooking one would have me riveted.
So I will say, still, sometimes in the mornings, at the gym, there's the infomercials.
Yes.
And the best is for the cooking ware. Look, I just sprayed nonstick now.
And I want to cook everything. I'm like, they did that in no time. We've had a new wave oven. That was a gift.
We use that.
We use that, yeah.
But I feel like the new wave got pushed out.
Air fryers came in, man.
Air fryers taking it over.
Yeah. We have done multiple different diets.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
do you remember you went to the, what was it called? You went to St. Clair and got like a diet plan.
Forgot about that. Yeah. Like, I got, I can't think of what it's called at all, but like I had to drink certain shakes.
It was basically a meal replacement, like.
What was that called? Nutrisystem.
It was like Nutrisystem, but yes. Yeah, it was a clinical version.
Yeah. I mean, basically probably had me down to like 1,200 or like 1,100 calories a day, something wild.
Like you'd make like two shakes, yeah, and then a sensible dinner. Where's right. Tommy Lasorda at?
God. I mean, I used to drink. Hang on. I remember when SlimFast came in aluminum cans.
Yeah.
And my pappy would have them. Pappy and Mamel Jib would have them. And I would drink them like they were tasty. Like it was like chocolate milk.
It was.
I would have it. I would not have it as a replacement meal. It was like pre-breakfast or after breakfast snack.
We've also had really well thought out like parenting things. Like, okay, Harlan's going to, or whatever kid it may be, they're going to, yes, go to bed at a certain time. We're going to wake them up. Yeah. No screen time. No.
Right. Right. I don't think we've ever been like hardcore no screen time, but we're like, hey, we definitely
are. Let's be honest. We haven't watched anything for ourselves in so long because we have a little terrorist that demands whatever it may be. And then by the time he's asleep, it's like, what's the point?
I just stare into the void. Yeah, I'll try to watch something. Everybody was talking about the shows that they watch, and I was like,
I know. I'd like to get back into watching. I too would enjoy some TV shows on occasion.
I do like that. It's hard with parenting that, and I know I have a friend who is not only a therapist, but she's an amazing parent, and she, you know, I was like, this certain issue keeps coming up. She's like, yeah, you just keep addressing it. And I'm like, every day?
All the time?
All the time?
It just can't be one and done or fix it and forget it.
I think that's the hardest thing with both of our children is they are super, Charlie's just needy because she's 13. Mm-hmm. And that consistency is so important, whether you're teaching those kids or parenting those kids. Because they are the velociraptors who are testing the fences at all times.
Yeah.
At all times. She's looking for a loophole, whether it's like you used the wrong tense of a verb and she can take that, interpret it, and give herself permission to do something all the time. That's hard. And then Harlan has to have consistency for a different reason because he is not necessarily testing us, but that's how he learns.
Yeah.
Is through that. So.
Oh, he's a tester.
Oh,
he'll test your patience.
Yes, he will. Yes, it took him and Charlie to the track today to do some running. He would look at me. People, friends, Americans, citizens,
my fellow Americans,
please throw your open drinks and beverages away post athletic events, because my kid drank an entire Sprite today that God knows when, where, how long it had been in that. And I could not get to him fast enough. And he was sprinting through
the bleachers. That's how we cure viruses.
He's
got the good antibodies in the system.
He's running, going, go away, go away. Like, that was testing me. He knew he was screwing up there.
Yeah, he knew.
He knew. He got that tasty Sprite. He was gone.
Yeah.
But we have tried different workouts.
Yeah.
Different plans. Like, I will sit down and say, we are going to work out. Gary was a hardcore Monday morning 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
person. I think you still are. That's still a part of you.
Just Monday. There's something about starting the week off right like that.
I agree.
But if you don't get into that routine, you're up at 11 o'clock on Sunday night getting shit done for the week or ready for the week, and then 3:30 your alarm's going off, and by the time you get home Monday afternoon, you're ready for bed. Yep. Yeah.
That's the one routine that I want to get better at is going to bed. And just and you know, I did it the other night. I looked like you were going to bed, and I'm like, I got things to do, but I'm really tired. I'm just going to go to bed.
Yep.
I'll deal with it. But I felt so much better. My sleep was great.
I mean, that's
a routine.
Who knew that the shit they say works? I thought it was just propaganda. Sleep a little more. Feel a little better. There you go.
Amazing. That's the one consistent thing I want to do better at. I know within my own teaching.
I would like to up my sleep hours to 12 a night. 12 on, 12 off.
Someone here got him a couple hour nap today.
I did.
He just needed some active recovery, he said.
That's what Fitbit said.
Sleeping's not active recovery. Active recovery means you go take a walk.
No, I'm just telling you.
What part of sleeping is active?
No, when I woke up, that's what it told me.
Oh.
My readiness score.
Readiness score. Yeah. Okay. This morning or post-nap?
Post-nap. Because I already had a workout today. I've never
had a nap long enough that my Fitbit knows I napped.
You're missing out. I can't nap for 15 minutes. It pisses me off.
I love it. Even though I did try to take a little sleepy snooze the other night before my Zoom. And thank goodness my phone consistently like beeps, and someone texts me. They're like, "Don't forget the Zoom." I was like,
"Bitch, I'm asleep."
I set my alarm for 8:45 a.m.
That's a dangerous game.
Yeah.
After 7 o'clock at night, is it going to be a 15-minute nap? Am I going to sleep till 7 a.m.? Who's to say?
Who is to say? I will inevitably wake up. The most consistent thing is 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I'm waking up.
3 o'clock rock.
We've had our phases, and I think the podcasting phase stepped in. But pre-podcasting, Gary's gone through. I don't think I've had as many. I have like mine is more routine based inconsistencies. Gary has more fandom, maybe. What would you call it?
Yeah, like hobbies.
Hobbies.
I don't know. I get really invested in something, and then it's just dead to me after a while.
It's wild.
But you can do as I'm getting older, it's like I'm starting to see where maybe it's about balance. Maybe I just don't go all in and burn myself out so quick.
Okay. That's fair.
Like, for instance, in the world of like when the World Series of Poker came out back in the day, Chris Moneymaker wins, Texas Hold'em's all over. We, as a group, played cards a lot.
Yeah.
So we were playing cards all the time. I was going to the casino. That's... like, gambling was a big thing. Now, I wasn't good, but I didn't lose the farm, you know.
Right, right. We are not in like, wasn't like anonymous.
We, yeah, it wasn't not. Like, you know, I did well enough to keep going.
Yeah.
Then I started playing golf.
Was golf before? I thought, okay, I can't remember. I'm struggling with the golf phase.
Yeah, golf, no, it was after that.
Okay.
And then, like, Stokes has my golf clubs right now.
You've never.
And has had them for a while.
For a long time.
I had to borrow my own golf clubs when we went golfing for an outing last year.
You still got it? Can you still play?
Like, by the end, this is what I said last year. I said, man, you know, shit, that was pretty fun. I'd like to get back into it. Never picked them up again.
It's pricey, though. It's a pricey one. Yeah, you can't just like...
And it's not like you can go in 30 minutes. Like,
right.
It's a 3-4 hour.
Right. You got to be...
You got to budget your day.
Uh-huh. Like, this is a golfing day.
Yeah. Then I did, you know, I had my whole MMA phase from 2011 to 2019-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the longest.
Yeah. And that had different, like...
Yeah,
growths and develop and different phases, not phases, but roles within that, what you were doing.
And now, but the one thing that started was the like podcasting rate.
Right. Like that's what I meant. Like,
I started my, you hear my voice on the internet starting like 2011, and it's been there ever since.
Like, I remember posting about your 100th Bluegrass MMA.
So
you would Skype with people, and that would be wild. Gary would just like have to lock himself in a bedroom. We never had a place.
Yeah, I never had, and we still don't have a place.
Well, this is better than what we have.
Yeah.
Than what we had in the past. And so Gary would just lock himself in a room and talk to people, and
then it went into bourbon.
Yeah.
Which is not like, to be fair, I'm not, that's a good excuse for me and David to talk every week. And I get to taste bourbon.
Yeah. And it's not like there was even with MMA, like, it's just something you, like, would learn and get intrigued by.
Yeah.
And then you just consume a lot of information and you want to, and you're capable of sharing that information.
Yeah.
I think has just sort of.
And then theme parks, like, I'm all about that right now.
I tried to go back and think about. Like, when the theme parks really started.
So Charlie wanted to go to Universal Studios. I didn't know shit about Universal Studios. I started watching videos about it.
Like, to understand, like, how to prepare for the trip, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, before our trip in 2019. And I've been following the same, watching the same people ever since then.
Yeah. Really consistent with that.
Like, tonight I watched some of the live stream.
I listened to a podcast the other day.
A theme park podcast?
It wasn't. I'm sorry. Oh, it's The Lazy Genius. I would say one of my most consistent.
That's themes. You know, they used to call me that back in the day.
Lazy Genius?
Yeah.
Who?
A few people.
She's got a whole market, man. And she was talking about having fun. And there have been a couple of different podcasters. And I tend to go that route of like how to be a better whatever or making sense of the world around you. So that is... So I look at like the things and the phases that we've had, and yours has just been like, you have fun.
Yeah.
You know how to do things that are super interesting. They're different. You know, you're not the guy who's...
And I'm a sharer, too. Like, once I'm... like, yes. I like to tell you
now,
all about it.
Now, that's me, too. Like, I will...
Your shit's never fun.
But my stuff is like, not...
I learned this today about... No.
Learning. So, learning is something I think I'm very consistent with.
Yeah. You're always... I would say that you are on the... You're always on that cutting edge.
Cutting edge. But it... But so this podcast was like, how to have fun today. You need a schedule of time. And I'm like, I don't know how to have fun. Like, I could not tell you, like, and so what do I do for fun? Look at me right now and tell me what I do for fun. When you're like,
you clean.
It's not fun. That is not fun.
But that's like, yeah, but that's your, you might read, write something.
Those things are fun to me.
Yeah.
I like creating things, and that process is really fun. And I think sometimes the reading, the writing, and the learning, even with like working out and stuff, there's a bit of creativity with that.
Yeah, but there's nothing like just completely objective that you like fun. Like
no, like even
like what if you're in a race cars? You know, like something like
I don't yeah, hot I don't air have balloons that. Like. I talked about this in therapy. Like, I've played basketball for my whole life. You
like basketball.
And I can follow it, and I watch it, and know what's going on, but I could not tell you in depth about... There are people who never have touched a ball and can tell you everything there is to know about, like, the Kentucky Wildcats.
Sure.
And I love that. I love sports fans.
Overachievers.
I love that, but I don't have that. So I don't know what... my fandom would be my fun thing is, but this podcast is some, you've got that. We will have a whole room.
I might just have a whole leg dedicated to him.
A leg.
Thinking about a Krusty the Clown tattoo.
Really?
Yeah.
What would be your motivation?
I like the colors. To be honest, I like the colors.
Okay. He's an interesting character. There's his colors in particular are different than...
He's blue, like his hair's blue.
Okay. Marge is blue. You could get Marge.
Yeah.
Me.
On my neck.
Ooh. You know, front neck tattoos.
Sexy or no?
On females. I don't know, male or female?
Females that I know.
Oh, I know. I know some. That's a big commitment, I think. That is a guaranteed place of skin change as you age.
Yes.
You know?
Get that little turkey neck action going on.
It's going to happen. And so really committing to that is, I don't know. I have part admiration, part like, okay, go get it, girl. But I don't have anything that I want on my neck.
No.
I don't think. We've gone through kind of a tattooing phase-ish.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for Steven to open up his new shop.
Yeah. Yeah, we would definitely get in and do that, I feel like. So is it... Do you have... So in our consistency, is it this concept of persistence? What...
Like with the podcast?
Yeah.
I think for me, and I've said this a bunch of times, but most couples don't get that, like, more than 5 minutes of good conversation a day. With, you know, that's not about superficial about the kids or dinner or whatever, like, to get to really talk. And I feel like we get at least an hour a week to do that.
Right.
And as much as I want it to be entertaining for everybody, it's just as important for me to get that time with you. And then it gives me something constructive to do, like to put it together and post it and all the other stuff that comes with it.
That's true. I do enjoy that.
It's like a purpose.
And I get my creative end of it in addition to sitting down talking to you and having a conversation that is more mindless and not... I don't know how to say. I think most of my conversations are out of some sort of necessity a lot, or I am venting to you about things.
Yeah.
I am, and that's how I process thought and process my emotions is through talk.
I just need a good nap when I need to process something.
I'm trying to get to that phase. I can't. I have to talk it out.
No, but I hope it's not a phase. I hope that's just how it is for me.
No, I have to talk things out or get to that place in life where I could just sleep it off, but I will never sleep it off.
Well, but this is a place missing out on the sleeping things off.
I think this is my fun. I think this is where I get to have fun and look forward to coming down here.
Like, I'm sitting there with no shirt on. Is that what's really doing it for you?
You figured me out. I come down here because you sit with no shirt.
Sometimes Abby doesn't wear a shirt.
That's not true.
Sometimes Abby wears a coat down here because it's cold.
Yeah. I'm actually pretty. I don't even have socks on.
You wearing a bra?
I'm not.
Oh, there you go, gentlemen.
That is.
No bra.
That is something I don't like at all.
Me either.
I like that. So with a lot of my things, I
quit. How do you feel about nipples? Jason Ellis just texted us wanting to know.
What?
What's our favorite kind of nipple?
Is he serious?
That's what, I mean, yeah.
He asked that, I don't even know what that means.
Favorite type of nipples, go. I'm going to say, just a standard nipple.
I've got nothing to say on that. I don't even know what that means.
It could be mean whatever you want it to mean in the world of nipples.
Well, when we were feeding our children, the Dr. Browns were pretty efficient nipples.
That's true. So, I agree. Dr. Browns.
They were better than the 2008 Playtex.
I like the anti-chafing nipples.
Anti-chafing. I don't think you're...
Mine don't chafe because they don't stick out.
So inverted.
Concave. Inverted.
Concave.
Convex, I don't know.
Wait. Oh, man.
I don't know how that works.
Dang it. I can see my notes from school now. I don't.
Took notes? What a nerd.
I am. So this is something, this is the one thing in our life that, in my life, that we can do that's fun, that is productive, but I don't have to worry about, like, any sort of perfection to it.
Right.
We have never been, like... The whole premise was
close enough.
Like that is just how, like, we are half-assed kind of people a lot. I have a love-hate relationship with my close enough mentality and my.
It really is like a lifestyle.
It is. It is. I was texting somebody about counting calories and eating. And I have, for some other reason, started intermittent fasting again. But with the calories and eating and stuff, I have a fuck it button, a fuck it switch
that
like can turn on so fast. And
tell me about this.
Well, I can be like really into doing some of these things, or the diets, or routines, or workouts, or
and then you're just like nope, I'm out.
Like, I'm going to eat 25 grams of fiber a day and this much protein a day. And then my endurance, maybe?
Maybe.
Or willingness to, like, follow through on that just goes like, oh, fuck it. But once that switch gets turned, it's hard to turn that switch off.
Well, there's no reverse.
Right.
I'm with you on that.
But for whatever reason... With our
whatever reason,
with the podcast, I don't think we've ever, like, we've had days where it's not because we didn't want to do it. We just physically could not make it happen. And it's, you know, on the priority list of, like, you know, feeding the kids, tending to them and doing stuff like that. Yeah. We had to do that first and this later.
Like, but, looking back at old episodes. Like we talked, gorilla parenting. I think that's when Harambe died.
You loved your Harambe memes, your Harambe devotion.
Mm-hmm. In 2016, Charlie's birthday, she had horses. We went to a horse farm. Subsequently, they shut that sumbitch down after one party.
They never did it again. That is my point of pride.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Matt and Micah. We went whitewater rafting in 2016 with them.
Uh-huh.
Whole episode about that. Episode
I loved 13. It. It was the best. I loved whitewater rafting.
Yeah, so we go from like July to October.
What year? What year are you in?
Just this is the first year, 2016.
Okay.
And we end on New Year's Eve, 2016, and then we come back March 29th, 2020, with a whole nother kid. And
kind new of year, just, new me.
Yeah. And that's when all the fun start.
Yeah.
We got some, like, it's fun, like, seeing people's reactions and stuff, like people I don't know, that you may know or whatever, like Philip Smith, who, yep. like, I've got cool shit from.
Yep.
Like, you know, he's about to be a dad again.
Yep.
Shout out to Philip. I'm not jealous, though. Get your sleep now, brother. Like Matt and Abby Chandler.
Yep.
VIPs.
VIPs.
I didn't know them, but
yep. And who knows like anybody else that's out there and just
right. Like, and that's the people that I do know, like Corey Stratton and his wife, Marty, oh. David and Angie. Our Buckeye friends.
Bless
which them. We get to, we're going, Angie's not going, but we get to a road trip with David this week. Watch it flood or something, we're going to be able to go.
Stop. Why would you say
because that? Our luck going to Nashville has been horrible. So we're going to Nashville this week.
Yeah.
Super pumped to go see Uncle Bert.
Uncle Bert?
I don't know. Bert, Daddy Bert. You call him Uncle? I don't know. But it's a quick in
Bertie
and out.
Bertie like, boy.
Yeah. We're going there, and so he's going to have a full comedy festival in Louisville in June, but the whole week, like that week, we got to have somebody watch our kids. So when we come back, it'd be a hard sell. Be like, more night. Didn't hurt anybody, you know? So
yeah,
we'll miss that. So
that will be tough.
I had to take a bunch of pictures of our Monels.
I'm so excited.
Wait, I don't think cameras are allowed at the table. I'm pretty sure that's one of the rules. Huh? I'll take pictures. Yeah.
Watch me. Bet.
Peach preserves.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Oh, at least wait, though, until after like a lot of the food's been passed around before we get kicked out. But I would be taking pictures.
Yeah, what's the last thing they bring out?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I can't remember. It's so much food.
Yeah, that's really one of the only reasons I'm not the one of the only reasons. Like, I'm super pumped to see Bert.
I'm excited to hang out with you.
Yeah, I'm excited to hang out with you. We're going to go to the Kid Rock Bar.
Oh, my favorite place.
Yeah. No.
I don't think we're not doing the nightlife thing, are we? I just don't.
No, I mean, we're going to be at a show that night. At night.
Rust up.
Yeah, that's you know, for in like I feel like when we went and did Nashville with Matt and Micah,
you know, we're gonna say we're not going to go out, but that button, that switch, is gonna flip.
I don't know.
Say that.
We'll see.
Yes. So I mean, I'm trying to think to the first episode, and I'm trying, and we all know I have the best memory ever. Like getting started and just, I'm trying to remember you even saying like, hey, let's go do a podcast. But you were doing some with Charlie.
Yes.
And I think I even did one with her
for Father's Day.
Father's Day.
Yeah. Charlie said she listened on those recently.
Yes. Yeah, she told me she's been listening.
They're like 5 minutes long.
Yeah. But I don't even know if... The funny thing is I don't even know how I recorded that one because I could not right now even start this podcast if I had to. It's very intimidating. But I just... trying to think back to the vibe or our point, or we would just tell stories about us and who we are, and a lot of just introducing people to, I don't know, maybe I need to go back and listen to the first episode. Is it, have you listened to it?
No, listen, I'll listen to this week and then on to the next.
The oldest one I've ever listened to was Heartland's, when we talked about Heartland's autism.
Yeah.
For the first time. But I don't remember being nervous. I think progressively I got more conscientious about the podcast.
You really were not a fan of my openness.
Oh, there were times.
Still not.
I do know there is a post. I just saw it where we recorded, like I posted about it. We recorded an entire episode and it did not, for whatever reason, nothing worked. Did not, it is lost in space. So there's like an entire 45, 50 minutes just gone. And, you know, I remember thinking, thank you, because you got pretty wild on that one.
Wild.
And just language was flying and just some of your cute little hot takes were going. And this was back when it was upstairs in that room. So
at least you said it was cute.
I was being sarcastic when I said cute.
Oh, okay.
But you came into this, you know, very much as a podcaster. Like you were experienced. You were a host. Interviewer.
More like an interviewer, not like a conversationalist.
Yeah. When did your podcast become more conversational on MMA stuff?
It didn't. It was more of a formatted interview show.
Yeah. Did you ever you recapped? I remember you did awards and stuff and talked about those.
And then, but then with, you know, when David wanted to start our podcast during the pandemic, just like we did, just to do something, like it's all conversational with some news in there.
Yeah.
Like some bourbon and beer news.
Yeah.
But.
And this is very, we don't have a process.
We have some general ideas and we just sit down here and flesh them out.
And we've talked multiple, again, in true form, like we need to have business meetings and.
Yeah.
And I'll,
do better.
I will listen to a podcast or I'll listen to something. I'm like, okay, I have an idea. And it kind of gets implemented. Some days we just go off the rails and start talking and. But I like that. I don't know if other people do. I'd listen to a lot of other people and they seem topical. You know?
You're a rambler. You like when somebody starts with something and just goes off. I'm a give it to me and very segmented.
Yeah.
A,
you're like a, I would say, like, you just have a couple words on it, like word association. I'll say something.
No, if it's a topic,
you're not going to linger.
No, I want to know about that topic and on to the next.
Yeah. No, I can. But I talk like that. I think like that. That is
how my brain. I'm very aware of that. Just get to the point, lady. How many times have I said that?
What? All the time. What are you doing?
No.
Just curious over there, but.
Mission control.
I know people will, you know, like, oh, you have a podcast. And to me, it's so normal.
Like not weird. Start a podcast
right,
these days.
Right. So I don't take it as like.
The odd thing for me is all you people that listen that I don't know who you are.
Know who you are.
Which is the majority of the people that listen. You know what I mean? Like,
right. I want to know and talk to you.
You send me a letter?
Like, I just have so many
about
questions.
About why you picked this pot, how you saw it, whatever.
I want to know what you're thinking. What did you
think? So our goal is to reach as many people as possible and be entertaining. I don't think we're very entertaining.
Okay, so I looked this up.
Like, you got to know us.
Yes, true. And we are entertaining in a way that I think just on the day-to-day, like, we laugh a lot, I think. And at each other or at our situations, at our kids a lot. But some of those things that always translate to the podcast. So
yeah, you just have hard. To like,
yeah, you had to be there.
So with that being said, as we move forward, we bring guests, like Charlie's going to come on.
Yeah.
Seth, like we may, I don't know, invite just random people. Randos. That we know.
Yeah.
A doctor, a nurse, a veterinarian, you know.
Is this
gonna be like fucking Sesame Street.
Going for Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Yeah, we were there.
Like that.
Yes. So I read that the content pillars, as we are not social influencers, but
we're micro influencers.
I don't even know what that means. The content pillars are to, like, if you're pouring out content, it should, I guess, move between these ideas.
Okay.
Or encompass all of them at some point to educate.
Okay.
I don't
know. Fucking scholar. So,
yeah, that's you. Even though you got a phone call, you got.
I get an email. This is great.
Gary, who has convinced us and just adamantly persisted with his gold stars, I'm a scholar.
I get a bad star, right? So I get this email from my success coach. Hey, one of your professors thinks you're struggling in class. Give me a call. We need to talk about it. I was like, oh, fuck. What have I done?
In my head, I immediately thought, because this is my biggest fear, you had signed up for a class and you had forgotten to do anything in it.
Like, no.
That is one of my biggest fears.
For me or just one of your, for you
it's
in
me.
General?
It's me. It's a fear that, like, right now I'm signed up for a class and I don't know anything about it and I've missed the withdrawal. I don't know. That's a weird, very specific.
So I give her a call. She says, hey, let me look. It says you, one of your professors says you didn't turn in your research paper. I said, oh, I didn't. Did you know it was due? I said, I did. Are you going to do it? I said, nope. She said, can I ask why? I said, listen, it was a 10-page research paper. If I got a zero on it, it was just going to get me to a low B. Now, to me, a B is good, and a whole weekend writing a damn research paper, not really in my wheelhouse right now.
All right.
So I'm going to take my return on investment. My time is worth more than that 100 points or whatever, and I'll be just fine. So I appreciate your honesty. I said, yeah,
like, you are you positive this was not a prerequisite, like you have to do this research paper?
No, this is one of these bullshit, like.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So to educate, Mr. Scholar. Okay, the other content pillar is to entertain. I mean, are you not entertained, to quote Jason Ellis? And the other is to relate or to speak in a way that others relate to you.
I think that's where we nail. Like,
I think
even if you don't know what the fuck we're with us or what our life's like, your shit's not perfect either,
right?
You know?
I hope that it is communicated.
I mean, I hope it is perfect. I hope you are living the best, but there's situations in every relationship, marriage, parenting that come up that are hard, or you know, or
I would, that's the thing that I feel
awkward,
yes, feel very adamant to communicate in all
and
aspects.
I love just swimming in awkwardness.
Now that's different than sitting in imperfection.
I mean, I've said an imperfection going on 42 years.
But I'm very willing to highlight imperfection and discuss it. You just want to make shit awkward.
Yeah.
It's different.
That's just who I am, okay? Come as you are.
I am not judging, non-judgmental, yeah. Right here.
With that being said, if you can relate to us, give us a share.
Yeah.
Go to our website. There, you can leave us a comment on the website.
Oh, okay.
And send us a message.
We can share that. Do that.
We took some questions this week.
Yes.
There's a bunch. Most of them are stupid.
Oh, my God. That is not a way to build content, is to tell people that their questions are stupid.
They don't know who I'm talking to.
Okay. All right.
But if you know, you know. So I picked three. I'm just going to ask them to Abby.
Well, you have to answer too. That's how this goes.
All right.
We are together on this.
Here's the first one. What is one misconception about your current or past profession that you wish was actually true?
Well, I only have one profession, current and past, and that's teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So a misconception of that I wish was true.
Yep.
That
when the bell rings at the end of the day, you just go home and don't
100%.
Do shit. 100%. Yeah, that's what I would be like.
Well, this
I wish that was true right now.
This misconception is, I thought reading, I was going to read a book and like every kid was just going to.
Oh my God, I love this book. Thank you for sharing.
It was going to be poetry and Robin Williams and Oh Captain, My Captain all day, every day with this like. Me just like sauntering off campus at 3:30 to get home and just catch you kids later as they like go out to the track to like practice
with their books
and the cheerleaders are practicing while the football's going on one end and the track runners are running. Like I just
like that picturesque John Hughes movie or something.
Yeah. I didn't have a damn clue at all. Turns out there's a lot of testing and data collection, and it's wild. But that's one. But yeah, I mean, obviously, the time management. A kid told me, I was just in Kroger, and a kid said, "Hey," he ran up, "Hey, Miss Thomas," and was telling one of his other coworkers, like, "I was definitely her favorite in the year I graduated." I was like, "Oh, for sure."
Yeah, I don't even remember your name, kid.
No, so. I do. I very much know this child. And so he was like, "Hey, did I tell you I'm going to be a teacher?" And I was like, "No, but like, what do you want to do?"
But why? You know, yeah. Like a bunch of them are quitting right now.
And he was like, "PE." I was like, "Good choice, solid choice.
Yeah.
Very good. Don't let go of that dream, kid." You know, I'm sitting on a stack of essays right now. Like, why did I pick English?
Right.
But I loved it. I still love it. Like, I joke about why did I pick English, but I don't think I would have picked, I can't do anything else. So that's not why I do it. But I mean, it offers me amazing opportunities. So what about your profession, current or past?
I think being in law enforcement, I wish it was like, shit, what was that show?
Give me a hint.
CSI.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you could find a random pube and you solve 9 murders like that. You know, just.
Oh, Criminal Minds. What's her name? Abby Garcia?
Garcia, yeah.
Yep.
And yeah, just like, oh, let me pull up this whole person's history. Just,
and I'm going to cross-reference it with this and.
Get the fuck out of here.
You don't get to do that?
The state barely can afford the internet. At the office. What are you talking about? We're lucky the light bill's been paid.
Sometimes you know? It's dial-up.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wish that was.
That would be cool. So where does that come from, I wonder, where people.
Entertainment.
Just.
Like, it's just to entertain you.
Okay. Like, there is nothing realistic that is based off of.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. I mean, all that stuff is possible. With a lot of money and a lot of manpower and a lot of resources that just not available.
It's not coming at this level, at least.
Right.
Good question.
The 2022 Teacher of the Year ask. Why is McDonald's still in business?
I love that question.
Everyone complains about it. It's expensive now, and most places are better, yet it persists. I'll tell you why.
Why?
It's the best.
It has whatever is in. The food is, it's good. It's tasty.
Yep.
It's fake as shit, but.
So Abby was gone this week one night. I ordered McDonald's from the app. Just happened to see a bacon McDouble. And let me tell you, those will change your life.
The best.
Oh my God.
So good.
That crispy. Oh, I'm about to order one right now. DoorDash that bitch.
I love the McDonald's app.
I haven't had dinner yet, so.
So I'm fasting. Damn you. I think this is going to taste you diet. Even their Diet Cokes are perfect.
And that's all scientific. Like, the straws are a little bit bigger. The syrup's a little...
Allegedly, they've changed their straws. I wonder if that's messed with the formula.
I don't know.
I have a student who works at McDonald's, and I was sitting at a table. My kids are writing, and I'm sitting there working with him. And he's like, question. I said, yes. He's a really unique kid. He's like, what's your McDonald's order? I need to know if I hate you or not. I was like, what? And so I was telling him different things that I order. I'm pretty basic. And he was like, okay. And I was like, now, I have to confess that when I have been low carb, he was like, he immediately knew. He was like, God, no. We have to go to the back. Like, because I said, I love the McDoubles, no bun. And he just like gets mad. He was like, we got to go get the plastic. I was like,
it's your job, kid. Suck it up. You work at fucking McDonald's. All right. Not saying that's a bad thing, because that can be a great profession. But again, that's your job.
But he got real dramatic about it. Real dramatic about it. You just get that ice cream machine working, and we're going to be okay.
Apparently, they're super expensive.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
I tell you where we had some good ice cream. We stopped at the Frosty Freeze the other night.
You in Harlan? Yeah.
Gary, I passed it, and I was like,
let me flip just around.
I'm like, in my head, because I'm thinking, like, I can't make a big deal in front of Harlan. I'm like, if I see a driveway that's a really easy and somebody had, like, a turnabout in their driveway, I'm like, that's God. That is God go back to the front. And I just, when else am I going to be at the Frosty? It was in my eating window. It was in my
window. So my core memory of the Frosty Freeze is going to Bath County when I was a kid, when I was sick, mm-hmm. to see Dr. Cameron swing through. Hit the Frosty Freeze up. Now it was completely different then.
Sure.
They had pinball and shit in there, and it was like, damn.
A little like Jimbo's.
Yes, very much like that.
Yeah.
Cheap. Oh, had to be cheap.
You know, for a shake and a kid's cone or a kid's cup of ice cream, under $5, I got a large shake that took me the entire way home plus some to drink because it was so thick.
All right, last question.
Okay.
Episode 100. How do you maintain grace in the face of, everything? I forget who asked that.
Leslie Workman.
There you go.
She is now a prince. She was an English teacher, now a principal.
Shout out.
Principal
Workman.
I don't think I do maintain grace.
I don't really know what grace means. So I'm going to be honest.
What do you mean you don't know what grace is?
I don't like saving grace. Like, how do I mean? I'm not graceful about shit.
Amazing grace.
How sweet the sound.
Yes.
We're going to hear that tomorrow.
I doubt it. But
it's okay. Easter.
I
don't know.
I don't know if I am authentically maintaining grace. I think I need to.
I don't. Okay, so. Pretend I'm five and you're going to explain grace to me. You got to look it up.
Look it up. We're going to look up. Grace for 5-year-olds. Grace Kelly. Grace definition. I don't like Goodwill. Okay. I would go. Okay, so you said amazing grace, like the salvation. That's grace, but just daily grace, right?
Grace, if we're talking biblical, means divine favor, goodwill, gives joy. That which is a free gift.
I don't think
grace is the undeserved gift of God. The greatest of God's gifts of grace is his son, Jesus Christ.
Okay, we're not at that. That's all. I mean, not at that. You saying that's what we're here yesterday or tomorrow. Yes, but like.
Tomorrow's Easter, by the way. Yes. Depending on what day you listen to this.
Yes. So let's just say courteous, like nice. Kind, more than polite.
I'm superficially that way every day.
Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, when you say maintain grace, nice. I don't know that I'm authentically maintaining grace these days. Like, it's very superficial.
Just lip service?
I think so. Like, I am disappointed some days. I know that practicing gratitude should probably help me with that.
And that's something I'm good at. Is gratitude.
And And I know we joke about like your negative nature and your like general like attitude towards life. In all honesty, I am very pessimistic and Gary is more optimistic about
it. I wake up singing.
Yeah. I don't think that's the same here. I mean, that's just being annoying. But I think when I think of grace, I may be very superficial about it and trying to be graceful, especially, you know, in my job, yeah. Like in my job, it probably feels more like maintaining a PR image sometimes when in reality, I just want to scream and like say all the things.
Well, they're going to fire you.
Yeah. Like now you can actually take me to court. So there's that.
They're going to replace you with.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter because it's a thing now. Thank you, SB1.
I'm going to sue.
Me?
I don't know. Let's see how my charter school goes.
I love when kids are like, I could sue you for that. I'm like, which do you want a kid or do you want my 2015 Impala? Because people say,
I pay your salary. Well, sit down, bitch. I'm about to earn it.
Yeah. I don't know. Are you maintaining grace?
Fuck if I know. Probably not. I become way more bitter in my job just because I'm at the end. It's not that I don't enjoy it as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I don't enjoy it as much. It's like a job. Like some days I'm like, fuck this place.
Like when you first started though, there was like an excitement.
Oh,
was
yeah.
It to the learning or just to the like freedom and structure? Yeah,
just the newness and all like the just how you are when everything's new.
Mm-hmm.
But then it just wears on you. The job part of it.
I think I have a lot of, I am stuck in a lot of places with my job right now. Mm-hmm. My internal motivations are struggling.
About OnlyFans, you thought about that?
No. I've got nothing to offer anyone in that realm.
You'd be surprised.
There are parts of my job that are really hard for me to stay motivated for that I would have normally have done just.
Is that intrinsically? Or is that all like external factors?
I think it's all external factors. Right. And so like learning.
Can't listen to that shit. Fuck those people.
Well, no, learning a lot about trauma and learning a lot about going through like really hard situations. I think I am having to like face a lot of stuff right now that because of COVID, because of the way like I burn out fast. In 2020. I know that was like only a year ago and we only did, but I burned out.
2 years ago.
Whatever. See, don't even know that. Like, I look back at that period, that spring, and physically, like, I think right now, part of my body, like, is remembering how hard it was then. And so things like prom are coming up and conversations and
people. This is the first real problem you've got to do.
Yes. And so I think about that and I think about those kids graduating and those conversations. Yes, of course. Would you have ever done a promposal?
Fuck no.
That was rude.
I mean, like now, yeah, that's a thing. Gotcha. Would I have ever come up with that on my own back in 1998?
I thought you wouldn't have done it. I thought you would.
Oh, listen, you know I'm all about some flashy shit.
It's true. So I think there is something happening with me that like, even as much as like grading papers and getting that motivation in that part, like I know I need to do it. I know I need to do my grad work. I don't have the ability to open up another Google Drive or even log into something some days. And it's some weird thing. So working through that, with my job, but the thing that keeps me coming back 100 times, every single time, my kids are funny. They're hilarious. They're freaking pure as gold.
They're not really.
They are. They are annoying.
I've met some of them. They're not as peachy as she makes them out to be. They're still kids.
I love them. They do funny things. They are 16. You know, it's the world is just so weird to them. And the way that they interact with it is always weird. So I could never, ever, ever, ever want to leave that. And I value what I do. Like, I get really pumped about talking about education. And so I have this optimism still in there that I'm like, okay, don't let
this come from.
Don't let everything else die. So keeping that going. Now, I think when it comes to me as a parent, I'm a little more graceful with one kid versus the other kid.
Are you talking about the girl kid that doesn't get as much of your grace?
She doesn't.
She's a butthole. I love her.
And I need to be more conscientious.
And I know some of you asshole kids in her class or in her school listen. I love her.
We do love our girl a lot. She
and
is.
If you don't love her, I understand.
Stop.
But we love her.
She is ours.
Just say something nice to her. If you don't, I'll stab you in the eyeball.
I don't think you can threaten.
I think I can. It's not a threat. It's a promise. I'm an eyeball stabber.
Just don't throw a punch. So I need to be better with her, I think.
Yeah, but she's still just cut her loose. She's got 4 more years here. Just let it. She'll figure it out.
Stop. I'll get sad.
That's right.
I will be sad.
We're looking at vacation. Listen, if you've got a killer off the beaten path vacation spot that you go to, that's a beach.
Yes.
Not that I give a fuck about a beach, but I'm being forced to go to a beach.
Gary.
This is for you.
You are not being forced.
I mean, I might have to go.
I said that we don't have to do anything.
No. We got to do something. Okay. You got to get out of this fucking place. let us know. I've looked at like the Gulf Shores, the Destins, the Tybee Islands.
We do have a youngster. I don't know how far in a car I want to take him. So those places sound great. But if you, seriously.
If you got a houseboat on Cave Run, you're trying to.
Not going to lie. That sounds like a good time to me.
Yeah, but that's too much temptation for me to just leave. you got to get me somewhere I can't just go home.
That's true.
Oh, you know what I did? That's crazy. I think I left the oven on. I got to go back. I'll see y'all next week. You know what I'm saying?
Gary loves a houseboat, especially the bathroom facilities in a houseboat. That's a story for another day.
Yeah.
Gary on a houseboat.
So that's it. That's 100. There's a couple extra episodes where we did post our lives that we did with like Ellis and Lacey and Seth and.
Oh, those turned into episodes.
They're not close enough episodes.
They're like a episode 72.
No, they're not numbered.
Oh, gotcha.
So, with that being said, we love you very much. I'm sticking around, listening to. Maybe you haven't listened to 100 episodes. Maybe you've only listened to 2. Change that this week. Listen to 10 a day. Just turn it on.
Binge listen.
I don't know if it's binge worthy, but in all seriousness, we thank everybody who's ever gave us their time.
That's crazy. Thank you. Like, that's wild. But if you did it because it was entertaining, or you just had like weird curiosity, morbid curiosity.
Yeah.
Like, what are these morons doing? Or maybe you like listen. And you like,
you're like, man, maybe my life's like, not that bad.
Roast us whilst listening. Yeah. Whatever, you know.
Whatever. But so coming up, post the first 100, we're going to have some interviews. Not interviews. We're going to have a third person here as we sit and talk about life and shit. And then I want to do some video, but listen, I've got like 6 lamps down here and one that'll turn on. So I gotta figure some shit out.
We gotta figure some stuff out. Gary has tasked me with figuring out the space.
Thinking
about it.
Yeah, just lighting it.
Now, listen, I will come up with ideas. And you have to like hear them out.
I mean, there's nothing that says that. We can discuss them. We'll get close.
Business meeting.
All right. Well, we're going to Nashville this week, so wish us safe travels. We hope you have a great week, wherever you're at in life, post-Easter. Don't forget all the social media stuff. Give us a review somewhere. Nobody ever gives us a review. That's okay, though. If you're listening to this at this point in the show, whether you fast forward, listen to the whole thing, special place in heaven for you.
Yep. Very much appreciate y'all. Gary, I am proud of both of us in doing this.
Would you have thought any less?
I love your confidence. I don't know if I tell you that enough.
You don't tell me that enough. You should, though.
I will. Right.
I love you.
I love you.
Until next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Close Enough.
Leave us a like on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Close Enough Pod.
Consider giving us a share and review on whatever platform you found us on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.